From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. And I'm so glad that you're able to join with us for our 15-minute gospel program. We're here to preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, because it's only Jesus Christ that can save men and women from their sins and fit them for heaven. No one else can. No church or creed is able to do that. That much the Bible makes clear. So the message that we find in the Bible is all important. And we're here to let the Bible speak, to let the Bible speak to you. And I'd like you to listen to God's Word today as the Reverend James Porter brings it from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and the verse 37. But before you hear the message, listen to these words in song.
Bible reading today is from Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, where it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Now these words are part of the Saviour's address to the Pharisees and scribes of his day. In this address he had been rebuking them for their hypocrisy and spiritual blindness. With these words that I have just read, he was also foretelling of the destruction that would come upon Jerusalem because of its sin and rejection of Christ in salvation. But not only does this verse tell of Jerusalem's destruction, it also reveals Christ's lamentation over the inhabitants of the city, as he thought of the multitudes of its inhabitants perishing in their sin. And in this lamentation, the Lord Jesus discloses three important lessons regarding the people of Jerusalem, and it is these that I want to consider with you today. First of all, we see the Lord's desire for the people of Jerusalem. For he says, "How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wing." Speaking here of gathering the people of Jerusalem unto himself, Christ is referring to salvation. This is what salvation is all about. It is about sinners forsaking their own ways of sin and self-righteousness and coming to Christ for salvation. This is what Job was referring to when he said of Christ, "And unto him shall the gathering of the people be." And this desire of Christ for the people of Jerusalem shows the love and pity he had for them. It grieved the Lord to see them perishing in their sin. And the Lord's pity is still the same for the sinner perishing in sin today. His burden is the same. In the book of Ezekiel he says, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." And then that same pity can be demonstrated and seen in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, where we have those well-known words of invitation when Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Such is Christ's pity that he calls sinners to himself. Unsaved listener, this is the Lord's will for you. It is that you would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. It's a desire due to Christ's love and compassion for the eternal well-being of your soul. It brings no joy to his heart to see you going on in your sin toward a lost eternity. But notice also in our text how Christ describes this salvation as being like unto a mother hen gathering her young chicks under her wing. Indeed, such a place is one of safety, one of comfort, one of companionship. And this depicts the blessings of salvation. Yes, salvation through Christ means being saved from endless punishment and hell for sin. It means comfort and rest to that life ruined by sin. For in salvation a person's sins are all forgiven. Then they have the companionship of Christ in this world, as one who will never leave them nor forsake them. But then in the second place we see the privileges which the people of Jerusalem enjoyed. For Christ says, "Thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together." The people of Jerusalem were privileged, because God had sent his prophets unto them to preach the word of God. Think of men like Samuel, Jeremiah. There was Isaiah, who spoke of Christ's sufferings upon the cross, when he said, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities." Then there was the prophet Ezekiel and many others. And then Jerusalem received the greatest of all prophets in Christ himself. He preached the word of God and performed miracles with the central purpose that the people of the city might realize their need of salvation. Notice in our text also how the Lord uses that word often. This again shows the mercy of God in sending his messengers many, many times to the people. I wonder, is it the case that I am speaking today to someone, and your privileges are akin to those of the people of Jerusalem? There have been many times when you have been brought face to face with your need of salvation. Through the reading of God's word and the preaching of God's word, you have often heard about your need to be saved and have your sins forgiven. You have often heard those words of Christ when he said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Times without number you have heard the words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And think of how many times you have been challenged about your need of salvation through God's providential dealings, through trials, sickness, even sorrow. You have been brought face to face with the importance of being saved. And such privileges are all a testimony to the goodness and love of God toward you, so that you might be saved. But then in the final place we see the response of the people of Jerusalem to the privileges they enjoyed. Notice at the end of our verse how Christ says, "And ye would not." They would not be gathered unto Christ in salvation. They rejected him as their Saviour. Their rejection was displayed at the cross and at his crucifixion, when the Jews said, "Let him be crucified, his blood be in us and on our children." They did not hearken to the voice of the prophets. In fact, these words in Matthew 23, verse 37, tell us that they killed and stoned the prophets. By this choice of the people of Jerusalem, it was a choice that grieved the Lord, for he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem." But it was also a choice that brought divine judgment upon the city, and many perished in their sin, because God allowed the Roman army later on to lay siege to the city, and the city was literally razed to the ground. Men and women, such judgment is a picture of what will happen to all who willfully reject Christ. They will perish in a lost eternity in hell. In fact, this is why the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Again, this is why the Bible says, "And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." Again, this is why the prophet Isaiah could say, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, for there will be no peace, no peace forever, for all who willfully reject Christ." In the light of such judgment, I would say to you today who are still not saved, to refuse Christ no longer, but rather flee to him for salvation. Yes, flee to him today, for he alone is able to save you. The Bible says he is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. His blood alone has power to cleanse you from all your sin and fit you for heaven. The Bible tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. In Isaiah chapter 55, and in the verse 6 it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." May you do so today for Christ's sake.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.